talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Getaway Friday. Get out of the month of August. It is the end of August 2018. You're tuned into the Exchange Club here on WWGH Radio. And we've got the full house today. Sean Kraft, Charlie Evers, Marge Hazlett, Terry Tackett. And we've got trivia questions. We've got to get rid of Cosi tickets. We've got to get rid of Zumbezi Bay tickets. And we have got, we're only going to do one current event today because we have had questions piling up in the WWGH mailbag that we need to go into today. So being a long weekend, we're going to jump into the WWGH mailbag today. Charlie, are you excited?
I'm underwhelmed.
Oh, man. What a way to start the week. Weekend. Okay, here we go. The only current event of the week is the one I think is important to mention is that this story about the Route 95, just to educate people because it was so misleading. Somebody on the internet put up a story, said the city had run out of money. That's why nothing was being done on Route 95. It got so bad that people believed it, that the city had to release a press statement saying that it's being done by ODOT, it is being done on schedule, and it's just another episode of people misleading people. What do you think, Terry?
Well, I, like I say, unfortunately, I think when stories like that happen is that even if you are not necessarily involved or if you report it accurate, you're still kind of lumped in with all that stuff, so.
Well, it's people trying to be funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're not very funny. What do you think, Marge?
That's true.
There you go, Charlie.
That funny turns into be a real
well,
problem.
Well, let me tell you now. If you would read or if people would read the legal advertisements in the Marian Star, they would see that that project was already funded. $980,000, I think.
But people don't read that stuff.
I know they don't read the legals. And you'd be surprised what all there is in those legal advertisements. And that's probably the only support the newspaper has to keep it on floating.
But people believe the Facebook. And I, how many times can we tell people don't believe Facebook?
All right.
From Hillary Clinton's colostomy bag to a veteran yelling at Jane Fonda to this whole road thing. It's not true.
The other thing, Hoda Kotb, Vanna White, and Joel Osteen's wife, and the doctor that's on the middle of the afternoon, not Oz, but the other. All their wives are in the chemistry business now. Now, Hoda Kotb, according to the internet, is now making a weight loss ingredient that the weight loss people are up in arms over her because her formula works so good. And the other people up in arms are those who do not like the cosmetics that Vanna White supposedly and all these other women are producing. And it's all
phony.
False.
Of course it
all
is.
All false.
Well, Joy Behar, there was a story last year that she actually had to go on The View and correct about she endorses this face cream and it keeps her face so nice and smooth.
Yeah. And then they'll list, they show the same pictures of Ellen DeGeneres and all those. They all use this product.
Yeah, it's full. What do you think? What do you think, Charlie? Or Sean?
About what?
Okay, let's question number two.
Are you talking about Joy Behar? Are you talking about the Route 95?
Fake news.
I never got the answer.
It's been a while for you, I understand.
Hey, Charlie,
but we got to pick up a little bit.
I never got the answer to my question on the Route 95.
Oh, is that right?
Did you have a question?
Route 95, it's Route 94.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Answer whatever question you would like to answer.
No, you just never went to me. It was like, skip right over me.
No, I went in a line there, didn't I? I thought it was processional.
You stopped at Charlie.
Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is, my theory is on it, It's because social media is where people get their news at now. That's why people believe it. Think about it.
Well, that's
Instagram. The people.
That's why everybody that you see during the course of a day, they're all looking at their smartphones.
Yeah.
That aren't really that smart.
But what does it say about the people who do this stuff? This misleading information out there.
They're ornery people.
They are.
Right. I agree with you.
Really enjoy. And I tell you, the other person is the one who writes comments that uses the F word and every other bad word they can think of because they enjoy reading it themselves.
Wasn't there a story this week that in Myrtle Beach now you're not allowed to use profanity, and if you are, they can fine you $100 or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, but we should institute that right here in Marion.
But isn't that against the Constitution?
Free speech?
Free speech.
Well, I don't think so, because you can't threaten to kill somebody.
No, but I mean, as far as language goes. Terms in the English language.
Well, apparently not in Myrtle Beach. Maybe they're their own little island. But don't you think we need to clean up our language, Charlie?
I agree wholeheartedly.
There's Marge. Well, she's on board with this one.
Our language is kind of like cursive. Went south.
Curse. Just curse. What do you think, Terry? You like the idea of what they're doing in Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, no. I don't. I disagree with it. It's because...
Well, that's good.
I think about it.
Is this for everyone, the residents and tourists?
I believe tourists and residents.
No, I mean, I think people can... They're going to do it regardless, so why...
Well, we could use that for murder, though. They're going to murder regardless, so why have a law?
You know the biggest problem in Florida right now?
What's that?
The red tide.
The smell.
Oh, yes, the
smell.
Yeah, the smell.
People are not boating right now.
And if they are, they're holding their nose.
Yeah.
Well, these current events have been fun, but we're going to go into the WWGH mailbag, which is...
You actually have?
We do. We have questions.
I didn't see her yet.
You didn't see her come in today? Oh, my. Well, we have a trivia question, too, because we need to get rid of these Zumbezi Bay and Kosai tickets.
Last weekend, probably, for Zumbezi Bay.
Absolutely, and Kosai, as far as our tickets goes. Here's question number one. We'll do two if we get through them both. We'll do them. What did Mary Ellen Withrow give Vice President Al Gore after she was sworn in as Treasurer of the United States? Al Gore swore her in as the 40th Treasurer of the United States. What did she present him with at that swearing-in ceremony?
$1. Oh, no.
No, 740-383-9944.
See, I'm like the others. I can't.
38. You're, yes, satire. 38 minutes to call in and give that question. What did Mary Ellen Withrow give Vice President Al Gore after he swore her in? 740-383-9944. You can get Zumbezi Bay or Kosai tickets. Okay, let's open up the WWGH mailbag now, because we've got two pages of these we got to get through in the next 38 minutes. Okay, here's question number one. My neighbor has a political sign hanging on the side of their house that I have to see every day. I ask them politely to take it down, and they won't. What should I do? Bill in Marion. William in Marion, Terry. What should he do?
Boy, I don't know if there's much you can do. I mean, I think it's their right to...
But you asked them politely. What, Marge?
Just turn your head.
Turn your head. What do you think, Charlie?
Yeah, the same thing. Those signs are protected. Just like in zoning, which I was in for so many years, an agricultural sign is exempted from zoning, and so are political signs. So that person just going to have to live with it.
You're stuck?
Okay. Yep.
Is that it? What do you think, Sean?
Absolutely. I mean, people can do what they want. Why is people in people's business all the time? I don't understand.
Well, the guy doesn't like the sign. I mean, I think
who cares?
Well, he does. That's who cares.
Well, then, Bill, whatever, you just need to get over it.
Okay. Okay, Bill.
I mean,
oh, mercy me.
Get a call.
Cut right through
bail
it.
Bail us out here.
Go ahead, caller.
You know, if the city were serious, you need for signage to get those lazy, do-nothing bumps on a log on city council to enact legislation for strict zoning and strict enforcement of it, so we could get some of these miscreants out of these dilapidated houses. Then they're just here visiting their, quote, loved ones at the prison. You know, call those lazy, good-for-nothing bumps on a log and tell them you want them to do their job. That's a good way to start with it.
Well, that's an interesting point of view. Thank you. I think that was Mayor Schertzer.
I wonder, is there a... It'd be nice to have a copy of the zoning regulations for the city.
Well, I do think that Bill has a complaint here, because I don't want to see certain wordage out there every day, and I ask him to take it down. What I would do is I'd go over, I'd say, listen, you know, if you leave this sign up, I'm going to put a more negative sign up of the opposite point of view, and they're not going to like it, so maybe we can come to a common denominator here.
Hold on, let's put the brakes on here for a minute. What are we going to stop? Where are we going to stop... being so nosy. I mean, people, what do we stop at, Charlie? I mean, next time you're going to say, okay, you're going to hang another...
I'll tell you, you couldn't fly the Nazi flag. I tell you what, people would take that thing down.
What about that Southern...
But it's your right to do it.
What about that Southern flag?
You couldn't fly the Confederate flag in certain air, but it's your right to do
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, but I'm saying, what do we stop at? I mean, if we hang up another picture, he's going to say he doesn't like...
We're not talking about the law. I think that's what he's saying. The law is not going to make the neighbor take the sign down. He's just asking... He has a dilemma here. This isn't the people's court, and he's wondering if there's any suggestions that we might have, which obviously we don't,
right, but
on how to get this down.
Absolutely, though, but what do we stop at? I mean, next time the neighbor hangs up something else he doesn't like, he's just going to keep aggravating
me. Politics are a divisive thing.
They're exempted from zoning.
Absolutely. So there you go. And that's question one for today. Yeah. This is a short one. This is kind of interesting. Just an opinion. Who do you admire? Who do you admire? That's from Sheila in Marion. Sheila. Who do you admire? Sean, we'll start with you this time.
I admire
this guy who put up this political sign next door to Bill.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, you already heard me. I'm just saying, where do we draw the line at? Okay. My admirer, probably, I'll have to say, Oprah Winfrey.
Okay. Boy, if you could see Charlie's face right now on the radio, like Charles Osgood.
He's cringing.
See me on the radio.
That reminds me.
Yes.
This latest thing about monkey something or other.
Oh, well, let's talk about that.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
What do I call my wrench?
A monkey wrench.
Yeah, a monkey wrench.
Is
it bad to call it a monkey wrench?
Okay, here's the thing that happened. This is a good topic. This is really good. Down in Florida, they had a primary a few days ago, and the first African-American ever to be nominated by a major party down there was nominated by the Democratic Party. Now, the Republican went on the next day and said they're trying to monkey up the system, and now... That's considered a racist connotation. What do you think, Terry?
Well, I think there was definitely a better choice of words that could be used, but it seems like almost every time...
Sean's head just about fell off.
There's almost every time something like this happens, they always choose maybe directly or indirectly a word...
Well, what do you think, Sean? You didn't like that.
No, I see where Terry's coming from, and I agree with him on that. I think people blow things out of proportion. That's exactly what they do.
You think that was blown up out of proportion when the guy, the first African-American ever, and the choice of words you use is monkey up the system?
Well, does he really not know
what he was saying? That's
question. If
now,
you're that confused, he apologized, I believe.
Yeah.
So even he felt there was something wrong with it.
Well, I think what it is because a while back ago somebody made fun of Obama because they called him, what was that?
I think for a long time this has been a connotation.
But you have to... I mean, people are too sensitive.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think you...
I mean, yes, you certainly need to not make fun of somebody, but if you're just using a word that has been around for... Right, Charlie, for years.
But I see, when you say somebody's sensitive, you're acting like the other guy's complaining. I don't think the other guy complained. I think he said, you heard what the guy said.
Yeah.
Now vote the way you want to vote.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to work against him. I think the guy who said it is the sensitive one because he's already apologized.
Well, yeah, I mean, because he probably...
You don't apologize for something you don't believe is wrong. Think about that.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Charlie?
He's probably...
Well, he apologized because he thought it made people feel better.
Yeah.
Right. So he's basically... So you think it was a phony baloney apology?
Well, it monkey... What'd you say?
Monkey it up.
Monkey up. That's a little... That's not a real standard type of comment.
No, that's the problem. Who says
but monkeying around?
Monkeying around.
Oh, that's common.
Yeah, or say, did you monkey with that machine?
And did you fix your plumbing with a monkey wrench?
Right. But you don't say, but you know, there are words we can say on the air.
Why are they called monkey wrenches?
I don't know. But
I don't either.
No, but it's interesting. Like, there are words you can say on the air, but you can't say them together.
Sure.
Like, you can say God as long as you don't compound it with another word. And you can say, there are other words that I'm not going to get into because it's a thin line, but that's true. And yes, monkey wrench, we're not going to change the name of a monkey wrench. But whoever heard the term monkeying it up? What does monkey it up mean?
How about heebie-jeebie?
Well, there you go.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know where that's. What was he doing? Monkey. I mean,
he's monkeying around.
Yeah, but, well, the question also is, because this guy gets the nomination, why is that monkeying it up? What does that mean?
I don't know that part, but I'm just saying. Charlie, do you agree with we are too sensitive society now?
Oh, we certainly are. Yeah. We're getting more sensitive every day.
Well, I think the problem.
But I don't think that man meant any disfavor.
I don't know. I would have to be shown that because
he wouldn't be that dumb to say something that he knew was a direct confrontation with the black race.
Well, I've heard other people say things that are a little off
color. With the way things are going today, I think that in their mind they think that's acceptable.
I don't know. I really don't know what he meant in saying it, but I do believe he should have walked it back.
Absolutely.
Because I haven't even heard that phrase. What does that mean? Monkey it up.
Well, people make stuff up all the time.
Yeah, but you don't
want
to
use the word messed it up,
screwed it up, whatever.
Mark, what do you say?
I understand that.
We have more names and more terms than you can.
Well, I wouldn't have done it, but whatever.
Right.
If people want to vote for him, it's your right. It's his right to say it. But
did he say why he said it exactly?
No, he just, I'm talking, but I'm sorry I said it because people took it the wrong way. There you go.
I guess you heard it. I don't know.
You know who?
Look at some of these other people that they've had. Roy Moore. I mean,
well, let's go back to where we were because that we're not going to get any isolation on that. But do I think he meant to say it? No. But I do think it's good that
he
apologized.
A poor choice of word.
I'm glad he apologized because it offended some people.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be offensive to people if you don't have to be. Who do you admire, Charlie?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it a while. I haven't really, about the time you start to admire someone, they come up with being a sex offender.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I tell you, I used to like the, not the frugal gourmet, or was it the frugal gourmet?
Oh, no.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember what happened with him.
And boy, he got me interested in cooking, really.
And here all this time he was doing his whole bit.
Yeah.
What do you think, Marge? Who do you admire?
Really, I can't think of anyone I really admire right at this moment.
See, this is a very good commentary on society that we can't even find people we admire anymore. What do you think, Terry?
I got one person that I admire.
Who's that?
And that's going to be a good show on Labor Day night is Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice. Yeah. What do you think, Sean?
No, I was going to ask Charlie when I said Oprah Winfrey. He's like
yeah, why'd you have a problem with Oprah, Charlie?
I have no problem with Oprah Winfrey, except anymore she's too political.
Yeah,
she's way too political.
Yeah, she is political.
Well, Sheila, I hope you got your answer there.
Roseanne's pretty.
Roseanne's political. Well, see, there's another comment where, well, were people too sensitive? Well, it cost her job. Her boss obviously was a little sensitive. Moving down the mailbag here. Oh, this is good because this is Labor Day. I'm having a Labor Day. Oh, this happens all the time. We've answered this at holiday time and every other time, but we'll do it again here. I am having a Labor Day cookout. I want to invite my favorite aunt, but my mother doesn't like her. What should I do? It's either Eddie or Edie in Bucyrus. Maybe somebody who listened to us at the Bratwurst Festival. Charlie? Eddie or Edie?
That's a common problem.
It's a common
with
problem.
Split up families.
We get it all the time.
Oh, all the time.
So what do you do? What do you do when you want to invite the favorite aunt, but the mother doesn't like her? You do.
You invite both of them.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you put one in one room and one in the other.
And then you're going to have the whole thing come to a halt.
Too much tension anymore.
Yes.
Do you maybe have a discussion ahead of time and just tell her, look, you know, you're going to invite. I don't know if that would work. Yeah, I don't know if that would work or not either.
Well, if the mother doesn't want her there, do you tell the aunt not to come?
Here's the deal. If you invite both of them, if they both don't show up, one don't show up, then that's their problem. Not our problem. Right, Charlie? I mean, you invite both of them, and, you know, if they don't like each other, one's not going to show up anyway, probably.
so you tell them that the other person's coming, and you just invite them both?
Yeah.
Say, listen, Mom, the aunt's coming whether you like it or not, and you can stay home or not.
Right. I mean, it's going to be their choice. Well, I mean, right? Am I wrong in that, Charlie?
I would do that.
You wouldn't?
No. Because I think that's just a recipe for disaster.
Then you just have a squabble the whole day.
Yeah, then your whole barbecue is ruined. All the money you spent on bratwurst over in Bucyrus is ruined. The whole thing's a mess. No, I think what you do is you just have to talk to the mother, see if you can get it smoothed over. But if you can't, I think favorite aunt, maybe have her come over Tuesday for lunch.
I don't know. I mean,
what do you think?
I wouldn't come over.
No.
See, there's somebody just who would stay home.
Stay away, period.
Just don't have cookouts at all anymore.
Yeah, that's right. But more get-togethers.
Either. But Marge, you would invite both of them, right? And one of them might not show up, right?
Would you just tell your mother to stay home?
No.
There you go.
No, I did not say.
My mother didn't have enough sense to stay home.
Right, but if your mother said, I'm not coming if my aunt comes, would you say, okay, Mom, stay home?
No.
There you go.
No. This is what I say. I invite both of them, and one of them don't come, then that's...
Right, but if you call your mother and you say, Mom, I'm inviting this person whether you like it or not. Now, you can stay home if you don't want to come. Marge, Terry, I think both said, well, no, we're not going to say, Mom, stay home. Yeah. They both said that.
I don't know. I guess I would just invite both of them. One of them come, I guess.
Who's giving you the most when they pass in the will? Maybe no. I'm just.
Is that how you do it?
So how do you
move in the punch bowl?
Well, how do you know the aunt won't say no? You don't know until the situation until you invite both of them anyway.
Well, right. But I think we're not at that point yet. That's the question.
Oh, okay.
I just would stop having the cookout. That's exactly what I would do. Forget it.
This
is right up the alley. I'm on a diet and my friends keep eating sweets in front of me. It is tempting. What should I do? Caroline in Upper Sandusky. What do you think, Terry?
Boy, I don't eat them anymore, so.
Right, but if you were on a diet and people were cramming their face with sweets in front of you and it was tempting to you, what would you do?
I mean, I would have to have an alternative there, maybe, you know, some fruit or something like that, maybe.
So it's your problem?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean.
What do you think, Charlie?
Well, willpower.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you got to have. Just like, I can't give up smoking unless I use Shandex. And it probably has no willpower either.
Well, it could be. But Marge, is it, as a psychologist, is it good if you know somebody's on a diet trying to lose weight to eat things that they like in front of them?
I think it's poor manners.
I think it's poor manners as well. I think you shouldn't do it. I think some of this has to fall on the person eating the sweets.
Right.
What do you think, Sean?
I'm used to it. People do it all the time when I'm on diets.
But is this a cookout? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think this is the aunt who's coming over. Aunt. Auntie.
No, I mean, seriously. I mean, people do it all the time to me. I'm used to it. I mean, they're going to do what they want anyway.
Yeah, but it's not about you. This is Caroline. She's saying it's tempting to her, so what should she do?
She's wants some advice.
She wants some advice. This isn't people's
court. I think that's something she has to work out herself.
Yeah, yes. I don't
see why I should penalize Terry because I cannot have that food. There's a lot of stuff I can't have that I like, but I shouldn't make him have to suffer the cost.
I think so. But I think the person should realize that the person's on a diet and have a little better manners than to scarfing down an apple pie in front of them.
Should be considerate of that.
What do you think?
Hmm. Apple? How about peach?
Whatever.
To me, I guess...
Just don't eat the sweets in front of them. Yeah. Is that difficult?
Yeah, right.
Well, where are they going to go if they're in a...
Go to the bathroom, go to the other room, go to the kitchen, go someplace else.
What if that same person doing something else that's bad in front of you? Would you do it too?
Well, if it's not tempting,
you shouldn't have to change your lifestyle for somebody else.
Well, no, I don't think you have to change your lifestyle.
I mean, you have to move, you have to leave away from the room. What if you want to be in that room?
Well, I don't know. You know, don't invite the person over, I guess, is what I would say. Leave the sweets and them at home. We'll get off that into another thing here. We're being of no help to these people.
I'm sorry.
I can tell you that right
sorry,
now.
Sorry, Caroline.
This is
no hints from Heloise to
No, this is going right in the tank. We should have done Trump in current events.
Exactly.
This is worse. Yeah. This is awful. We have no advice at all for these people. You know what we've said? Bill, tough luck on the sign. Caroline, tough luck on the sweets. Annie, tough luck on coming over that day. We have no advice. Yeah. This is awful. I'm about to find something on Trump. This is horrible.
No, it's not horrible. It's because people need to make their own decisions.
Well, they do, but they're asking for our advice, and this is a radio show, and that's what you do.
Well, we are giving it advice. We have like,
mind
five
your own
ways.
Business. That's our advice. Yeah. Mind your own business.
Do what you want to do.
Stay in your lane.
What else would you say in that situation, I guess?
What I would say to her is I would say, Caroline, if it really does bother you, why don't you ask the woman, please, not to eat the sweets in front of you? She's going to answer yes or no, but just tell her you're on a diet.
Oh, that's just too much work.
How many people in the course
maybe
of your
that's
life,
why we all die from obesity in this country.
Have you ever had anybody do that to you?
What's
eat sweets in front of you?
Well, yes. Sure.
I had it last night.
Terry had some last night, sure. I don't care what they do.
My parents ate ice cream, and I chose not to.
But did you like it?
No, I didn't eat any.
But did you think it was proper for them?
No, I didn't care if they
didn't care. Well, there you go. But Caroline cares. Caroline in the city. Oh, my.
Well, Caroline, hopefully you can figure it out.
I think we've misconstrued what we're doing here. This is supposed to be advice, not what we would do.
Okay.
This is just supposed to be how can we help you with your problem. We're like a psychiatrist.
Well,
we would never have any advice, because our advice would be, the lady, I'm depressed, I'm sad, well, I tell you, I'm not depressed, so don't worry about
that's
it.
Right.
That's what we would be.
Get over it.
Get over it.
Suck it up.
Suck it up. That's what the world's all about now. Suck it up.
What's Jeff Sessions say? Take an aspirin and tough it out.
He's going to be out of work in November.
He says take an aspirin and tough it out.
Jeff Sessions. He's going to be out of work in November.
That was
his
answer to the opioid.
Before the polls close on election day, he'll be packing his office up. I'm pretty sure. Okay, let's try this next question in the mailbag here. My boyfriend is going to be 20 years old next month. I'd like to give him something nice for his birthday. What do you think he would like? Now, Carol, now there's a nice, easy question. What would you give a guy, Charlie, who's turning 20 years old?
Oh, I'd give him a new tie.
A new tie. Got it. Mark,
maybe a pair of socks.
I'd say, listen, Carol, go out and figure it out yourself.
That's right.
I think we are getting a call, but go ahead, Marge.
I don't have an answer.
Who knows?
For that.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello. I am like to talk to Caroline. You guys were looking for advice for her?
Yes, please do.
All right. She's going to a party. She's going to someone else's house. She makes a plan for herself. She grabs a glass of water as soon as she gets in the door. She finds any relish plate that's available and stands there instead of next to the desserts. And if there is desserts, have a pinch of something. And tell the other person just go ahead and do whatever she wants.
Hey, that's some good advice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now see, now there's real advice.
That was good advice.
I tried
advice,
that pinch thing. I got slapped.
You had a pinch of somebody.
That's right. Yeah.
Terry, what 20-year-old? What would you get him?
Well, a 20-year-old, obviously. I'm thinking maybe a phone. I don't know.
A phone, that would be a good idea.
A smartphone or something.
What do you think, Sean? 20-year-old male. What would you get him for a gift?
I don't know. I mean, I was in electronics. I knew it's not for me, but.
That's fine.
I'm an electronics person.
But that caller, see, that's brilliant.
That's good.
We should have just went to the phones
today
for help.
Yeah.
Because we're none. We're zero help today. 740-383-9944 if you'd like to weigh in.
That was for Carol? Sorry, Carol. I didn't answer that.
Yeah, that was Carol. I don't know where she's from. But sorry, Carol. But you know what's nice for, I think, a 20-year-old? If it's your did you say boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, boyfriend. I have an idea what you should get him. But... we'll move on. Our son, here's one of these. Those always start out bad. Our son married a girl when he was in the service. They were married in February, and she had an 8.5 8-pound baby girl in August. She said the baby was premature. Can an 8.5-pound baby be premature? Wanting to know. Didn't even give us a name here. Marge, I'm going to have to go to the medical professional on the panel
right
here. Can an 8.5-pound baby be premature?
That's what I know. That's a pretty big chunk.
So I guess what she wanted to know was, did shotgun wedding, I think is what this probably was.
Was she pregnant ahead of time here?
I think the underlying tone of this question. What do you think, Charlie? Have you ever heard of an 8.5? I don't think an 8.5-pound baby can be pregnant.
That sounds normal.
I think there's less excusing for that type of thing anymore. I mean,
more excusing.
There's no reason to try to excuse the situation.
But I think this person
and today, today is a little different.
Well, it may have been because they were in the service and thought, well, maybe they were out there doing good things instead of fooling around.
Yeah.
Sean, you think an 8.5-pound baby can be premature?
In John's case, no. Yeah.
I was going to say, you're talking to someone that was 10.5. No, I'm just
came out like baby you.
That's right.
What do you think?
I doubt it. I mean, Marge knows. She used to deliver babies. So
doesn't premature mean usually a preemie?
Yeah.
Lightweight?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. You wanted to know. You got it.
Yeah.
These are short questions. this is...
Blunt and to the point. There.
This is such a goofball question. Sorry, Jake. This is from Jake. Is it possible for a man to be in love with two women at the same time?
Oh, my goodness.
They say that is.
I've heard that. What do you think, Terry? Can a man be in love with two women at the same time?
I'm sure they possibly could, but it's...
Well, I think you probably could.
Yeah.
I think so. What do you think, Charlie?
I don't know. It boggles me.
Because I've seen a lot of this,
Does your wife know you have a girlfriend? That's
I don't know if it always... I'm thinking, you marry your wife, and then you go back to college, or you go back to high school reunion, and you're... child sweethearts
Absolutely.
There, and all of a sudden your heart goes pop. Well, I guess that's in love with two women at the same time.
That'd be kind of normal, I suppose.
Yeah, I think you could be in love with two people at the same time. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, absolutely. These people nowadays want open relationships.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
bring Bill home with you tonight.
Oh, my.
Marge.
Bring Bill home with you.
Right.
It is signed. So I guess you can be in love.
This is your psychologist telling you this.
So you can be in love. That's not uncommon. I mean, you love both your parents.
Sure,
sometimes you love step-parents.
Absolutely.
I haven't experienced that, but it could happen. Sometimes you can love your aunts. I haven't experienced that, but it could happen.
What's aunt?
What?
What's aunt?
Oh, that's what
that
you
was
say.
The, aunt. She was the wife of his uncle.
It's German, your aunt.
It's supposed to be aunt, I thought.
No, aunts are those things that crawl on the table after you eat your sweets. That's what an aunt is. Okay, we got five more to get through here. Don. Don, there's a name you don't hear very often.
Don who?
Don Juan. I've been going with this girl for a year now. This is good. How polite. How can I get her to say yes? Well, Don, if she hasn't said yes yet, you're
That's
probably
right, yeah.
in trouble.
That's right.
I don't know what he asked her.
There's a lot of these productions, though. You got to have a flash mob to propose to anybody.
That's right.
Lady, would you open the door for me?
Marge, how would you do it? How do you get somebody to marry you?
I don't know. I've never had that problem.
Married once and it happened.
You had a girl on yesterday that she proposed, not her husband.
She did. That was interesting.
Yeah.
You heard that program.
Yes, I did.
Yes, she did. Brandy Downs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think...
What did she do for a living?
I think she's a housewife. She was very well spoken.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I thought maybe she was
with some organization.
She's a member of the Democratic Party, but I think other than that, very well-spoken girl yesterday.
Right.
Terry, what do you think? How do you get the girl to say yes?
Anymore, it seems like you got to go through their friends and you got to, ask them if...
Well, that's should you ask the father for permission? Now, that's become like an old hat thing.
Yeah,
that's old.
I think that's kind of making a comeback now. I think maybe you're,
It's a lot of work. What do you think, Sean?
Buy her a diamond ring.
That's all it takes.
I sure the most expensive one, yeah.
Go to Walmart.
Women love diamonds.
Go to Walmart.
And okay. Well, is that, if anybody has any information, 740-383-9944. Now, this is an interesting question. I about deleted this one out because of the connotation, but I thought, well, what is the answer going to be? What's the difference between a wife and a mistress? Bess. There's another old name. What's the difference? Now, take that into account. What's the difference between a wife and a mistress? I know it's the diamond ring.
Money.
The wife's got the diamond ring and the mistress doesn't.
Money.
What do you think, Charlie?
Well, the difference would be your Social Security.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
The wife gets your Social Security.
That's right.
And the mistress gets
your life. Do you like living in your house and driving your car? And you know, because you can lose all that stuff.
But you know, I was told not too long ago that a mistress and having an affair is two different things. A mistress is somebody you take care of. An affair, they're supporting themselves, but it's extramarital.
That's really? kind of a good good definition.
So I would guess that the difference between a wife and a mistress is the wife's probably working and the mistress is being taken care of. If we're looking,
well, the wife's in charge of your finances. So if you like Charlie, if you like getting that check every month, then
that's right. What do you think, Sean? Wife and a mistress.
What is it? What was this trying to tell me?
Put me down.
Yeah. You got an answer, Sean? Wife and a mistress.
Isn't that what President Harding had, a mistress?
He had a few. They went around. So what's the difference between Florence and Nan Britton?
I think it's like you said. It's mostly the wife gets all the money and drives all the cars and she just...
I think the mistress might get the money because I think the mistress is taken care of.
Ask Donnie about it.
He's had a few. Maybe more than a few.
I was going to say, what would you call his? Would you call his mistresses or affairs?
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he gave... Well, he gave him money, so probably mistresses.
Mistresses, okay.
Yeah. Whatever. Two questions left here, and we got time. We got 9 minutes. Initials, MJB. Okay. I have always wanted to have my family history traced, but I can't afford to spend a lot of money to do it. Have any suggestions? Go to the library.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or
go to ancestry.com.
Yeah, you spit in a cup, right, Charlie? You just spit in a cup and send it off to the mail.
For your DNA, yes. Yes. I've done that.
Yeah. Spit in the cup?
Huh?
Yeah.
Spit in the cup and send it off.
Go to the zoo.
Go to the zoo. What do you think, Marge? Ancestry?
I don't know. I want to see what he finds.
That's right.
What are you doing, Charlie? You playing with those decals.
Oh, this is one of Terry's decals.
Not mine.
No. Okay, here we go. Final mailbag question for today. This is from Annie. That's a name you don't hear much anymore either. Annie. Okay. Annie.
Get your gun.
Annie Oakley, yeah.
And shoot down that sign next to Bill.
That's right.
Take it down.
And say yes if he proposes to you.
That's right. Hey, that's why you get him to say yes, carry a gun.
That's right.
Get your concealed carry permit. Yeah, you'll be fine. I know boys will be boys, but my boy is 73 and he's still chasing women. Any suggestions?
Gee.
Yes. You walk up to him and say, hey, what's your secret?
That's right.
73.
How have you done it for so long?
Well, why would she put up with that? Why do we put up with that? Why do people put up with
it's
that
stuff?
It's
your possession.
Your man? Okay, I guess.
After so many years, is it just a comfort? I don't know. You're just used to it, or I don't know.
But is Annie... Maybe they're not married. See, this is what I talked about with Brandy yesterday. I think marriage is a... here I go. Condemn all marriages again. No, marriages are fine. I think they're wonderful marriages. My parents were married until the end of one of their lifetimes. But I think marriage in today's society for anybody under 50 is doomed. I just believe that.
Really?
Yes, because of internet and cyber dating and all this baloney that's out there. There's too much temptation. There's too much suspicion on other people's behalf, and I think eventually it's going to get you in the rear. What do you think, Terry?
I don't know. It just depends, I think, on the person. I mean, if the person is willing to try it, then...
Well, what do you think you do with a 73-year-old boy who's out there chasing the girls?
That old, really.
Huh?
73 isn't that old anymore.
I wonder if Annie was married to Charlie Rose. We know he had an eye for the girls.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
People do the strangest stuff in here.
Yeah.
Garrison Keillor, Matt Lauer. Who else was in that bunch? But they're always President Trump, Bill Clinton. They're always these young women, these young women.
Yeah. Don't you think all they want is money?
The women? They might. There Absolutely. Might be some money involved.
Or careers.
Yeah, or careers, which they get sometimes.
Which is a result of that current.
But what do you think it is that makes the man do it? Why doesn't he stop?
I think he wants to see if he still has it, maybe. I don't know.
What? I don't know. I'm not going to ask the question as what. I don't want to know. Has the ability to attract a younger woman?
Bingo.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. What do you think, Charlie? Yeah.
I don't think you go around and testing yourself.
Some people. You should be in some of these clubs, man.
See if the equipment still works.
You should see some of these clubs, man. I mean, people.
Well, Warren Harding had the young women too. Nan Britton was much younger than him. Yeah. The mother of his child. You know?
Yeah, he just wants to know if he has his mojo, you know, going on, you know?
He wants to know if it's still... You think that's it?
Probably.
I think just people want to... You know, everybody likes to live on the edge. That's why people jump out bungee cords and jump out of airplanes. They want to
stay
thrill.
Young. They want to stay young.
And this is
young.
A thrill because your wife could kill you. She could.
Especially nowadays.
You know, this is what Hillary Clinton, I hate to bring her up in this situation, but she had a husband who strayed, and she took the brunt of that. I don't know why she took the brunt of that. It was her husband who went
because
out.
Because maybe she was doing the same thing.
But you know, Hillary at one point said she wasn't for gun control. You know, she was pro-gun. I don't believe that, because if she was, she would have shot her husband a long time
that's
ago.
That's right, that's right.
But why do you think poor Melania feels right now? I feel bad for her.
Yeah, that's an interesting case right there, yeah.
She's got to feel awful.
Yeah.
Her parents just became citizens, and she has all this rigmarole going on.
She has all these millions of dollars floating around.
Now, do you think she married him for love?
For the love of money.
For the love of money. What do you think, Sean? You think that's a genuine marriage there, Don and Milan?
I doubt it. No. I think
it just doesn't seem right, does it?
No.
He's 71. She's 40-something. She was a supermodel. He's not... I'm not sure what... I'm not going to do it because that'll whet the hate mail. But, you know, he's got a different shade of skin. You know, kind of like...
don't talk about shades of skin.
Well, see, that's what is that though? Would you say, Terry?
I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of a Charlie. He's got a what is that on him?
Money.
That's money.
Auburn color.
No, money that skin color he has.
All this. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't.
He spends time in his sunbed. Tanning beds.
Sunbeds turn you
because
orange.
Because
don't turn you orange.
You can see how he wears goggles. Because it leaves a lighter place right below his eyes.
But I
call
it
Myrtle Booth.
But suntans turn you brownish or red, not orange.
Well, maybe you forgot to say when.
I think he gets a spray tan. I think it's a spray tan.
There are spray tans. Jaundice or Johnitis?
Yeah, jaundice.
Oh, no, he's got yellow jaundice.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's it.
You think he might have yellow jaundice? Our poor president, he's got yellow jaundice.
But whatever is happening, has this economy ever been in better shape?
Yes, many times.
When?
Roosevelt, during World War II, Truman, Eisenhower, there was a boom when they had the baby boom and you were having five
wars on.
Bill Clinton had a good economy at the end of his run, which was better than the one right now.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was the stock market better?
I don't know about the stock market, but the stock market's rise is based in correlation to all the regulation being taken off, which I don't know how that's going to play out 8 years from now when the coal miners and people start coming down with diseases.
Well, if you read the paper today, too, Ohio Edison, or what do they call it, First Energy, is going to shut down four more of its coal-fired.
Right. Well, and we've also got the problem now, the farmers are all poor and they've been
bailed
up.
No, they aren't poor. That's a big mistake.
No, they're rich.
All you got to do is go out and look
around.
Why
did the government give them money to bail themselves out?
Because of the tariffs.
Have they actually given them money yet?
I believe they have. They asked for the money.
$12 billion.
$12 billion.
That's what I said on Chris Cuomo last night. Sure. Cuomo said $12 billion last night.
That's what I say. This, everybody believes what they hear, and I'll give the president credit for anything he does, but just because he says it doesn't mean it's so. This guy does have a little problem with the truth.
But what all these farmers have these big tractors? They're like a lot of money.
I think they bought them before.
Some are $500,000 worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is we have an issue with China now where there's tariffs and they're not buying our stuff. So they produced all this to sell it and now they're not buying it.
They're buying it. They're just paying more.
Didn't a farmer?
But they're not buying it at the rate that they were.
Right.
Didn't a farmer buy the old hospital building too? A farmer? You know the old hospital in Marion, the big brick building, the old jail
on Delaware Avenue.
Yeah. Doesn't a farmer own that now?
I don't know.
I haven't seen any tractors around it.
It's not filled with soybeans.
There's no hogs out in the front yard.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if we were of any help at all to anybody at all. But
zero.
It's 1 o'clock.
But
isn't
we tried.
It?
We're coming up.
Hey, we got through that one.
Yeah, and Charlie will have all kinds of prizes to give away here momentarily. We've got about 30 seconds left, but here's what I do think. I think today is going to be an interesting day because it's a dead Friday in August, and that's when I hear these reports are all going to start.
Dead Friday?
Yeah, nobody doing anything. There's nothing going on today.
Getaway Friday.
Hey, it's a check
getaway
the highways.
Friday. Well, they're getting away for Labor Day.
Gas prices
but I'm
up.
Saying the jobs are not in. There's no holiday weekend going on right now. This isn't a holiday. It's not Good Friday. It's not Halloween. It's not Christmas.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
it's, any of that. It's a holiday weekend, though.
It's a holiday weekend, but that's Monday. The holiday's Monday. I think the holiday weekend starts tomorrow. Most people work today.
Okay, so the restaurants and none of the businesses will have people.
But I think they had people last week. I'm saying it's a Friday that's not.
Yeah, last week and every week.
I heard that the restaurants have yellow jaundice. This is what I heard. Get yourself a pair of goggles and go out tonight. Well, this has been an extremely interesting edition.
I was told I had that before.
Really?
You were told
that
you
was
had
shortly it. After you were born, I take it.
Yeah. No,
eight and a half pounds.
No, after his fourth bowl of ice cream, he was told
eat premature. 8.5 pounds premature. All right, that's going to bring in an addition to this very somber and calm edition
yeah,
of
somber,
the
yeah.
Club.
Dead Friday.
Oh, it's a getaway Friday.
He always says a dead Friday. Didn't he say dead Friday?
No, I said a getaway Friday.
Yeah.
But
he said
I said
dead Friday.
Dead Friday in the economy. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Grow your bratwurst.
Oh, this
and don't
at Port Clinton, it's the pierogies, perch, polkas, and pierogies.
Polka show.
Is it polka? What's
drink
polka?
The
polka
beer,
music goes with
drink
it.
The beer and eat the bratwurst. That's
they funny. Have fish galore.
Oh, I bet the smells bad.
Walleyes. No, it's good.
So where is this at?
Port Clinton. I was there last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you going there this year, Charlie?
I'd like to.
What? Just a little bit up the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody have a tremendous weekend and enjoy it, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday. Oh, by the way, we're closed on Monday.
Oh, why?
Labor Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that funny? We don't labor on Labor Day.
Closing up on Labor Day. Yes.
But tonight we'll be at the football game. Jonathan Alder.
Yeah.
Tonight at 7 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money.
Along with your buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yellow jaundice?
No, I was going to say headed to the dugout.
Oh, well, go ahead.
What they used to dig it out with.
I don't know.
Can you love two people? What did Al Gore give Mary Ellen Withrow? Quick, what's a guess? What do you think she gave her? What gave? Yeah, he
a
gave
money
her
clip.
Money clip. Marge, what did Al Gore give Mary Ellen Withrow?
I have no idea.
A $1 bill signed.
$1 bill, Sean. What do you think he gave her?
A hug.
Well, okay. This is all the time we have today for the program. Charlie Everett's coming up next.
Live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.